Well, good morning. It's 7:12, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Get eggs. Oh, anyway, we got to keep things going here, so let's get it. It's your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it.
Speaking of Pump That Septic, I saw this plunger thing that they were selling the other day. It's like a gun. I don't know. Maybe it's not a new thing, but I saw it. And I almost bought it.
Where was
Boom.
It at? Where was it at?
I'm not sure. It was online somewhere.
Yeah.
But it looked pretty cool, man. It
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Just blows air through the through
boom.
The pipe. Yeah. I feel like that's going to end badly. Someone's going to have weak pipes and just boom.
Wham.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ceiling's leaking.
We speculated on this last week, I think. But anyway, it looks like it's actually going to come true. We're going to have a fireworks shortage this year. That's right.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
Last year, sales of fireworks surged as family chose to put on their own fireworks because it was canceled pretty much everywhere else. Industry insiders are suggesting that people interested in buying their own fireworks should shop early because we could be looking at a fireworks shortage. This scares me because 4th of July is my favorite holiday, man. If I can't drink beer and blow stuff up, I'm not going to have a good 4th, man.
So fortunately for me, I have some overstock from last year. So yeah. I'm pretty well set. But for the people out there trying to get fireworks, man, that's sad.
You got to be careful, though, with that overstock, Hunter, because unless you stored it in a cool, dry place, those are the kind of ones that where the wick gets a little wet, gets a little moldy, and then it doesn't light, and then you end up, blowing your hand off because you're like, wow, what the hell? After, eight beers, you're like, I'm just going to go up and check. I'm going to give it a kick and see what happens there. Yeah.
Don't look down the tube.
No.
For God's sakes, don't look down the tube.
Point
it away from people. I mean, we didn't really follow those directions. Ask Matt Malone. He got...
First of all, everyone...
That was your fault, wasn't it?
Everyone talks about this story, and you know what? I need to make sure that the record is set. I did everything right. I take my fireworks seriously. I had my tubes bolted down to a wood frame. They were ready
to
go.
You're the one who lit it, weren't you?
No. Our buddy Ben ran up all willy-nilly and set his tube on my stand. Well, obviously, my fireworks caused a little commotion, knocked his tube over, which then flew into the nuts of one of our friends. And that's not my fault. I did everything to code, all right? I did everything to code, and I'm not going to take the blame for it.
Malone took a mortar to the nuts.
Yeah. Matt went from talking like this to talking like this for a little while.
Happy 4th of July.
Blew his nuts clean off.
That was
no,
scary.
No. I did everything to code, all right? Mine was safe and responsible. Yeah.
You know my brother's got that on video, right?
Oh, does he really? Dude, that's fantastic.
He's got it on video. So you can't really see Matt get hit because obviously Matt's over here and he's recording over here. But you can hear it. And Matt, and then you hear Max in the background.
I was laughing my ass off. Once it said, everyone okay?
Yeah.
And then I just started laughing.
You could tell all the girls were all sketched out, though. They're like, we're going to go inside.
You know what, ladies? Stop being such pansies. Look, we have it under control, okay?
Obviously, we don't,
I have it under control. You know what? From here on out, when we do fireworks, just let me handle everything, okay? It's my thing. It's my deal.
Start wearing a helmet.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Anyway, all right. So
a shortage, huh? That sucks. We need fireworks, man. It's a very important holiday, and that is the way to celebrate is by blowing stuff up. And
exactly.
Come on.
Being hammered drunk while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, lastly, maybe there's a lot of grandparents on this poll because the number seems really low, or everyone's lying. The adult toy site Adam and Eve did a new survey on America's porn-watching habits, and only 57% of people admitted that they ever watch porn. So they're saying 43% of adults never do. 68% of men said yes compared to 48% of women. It's not clear who they included in this poll or whether it's the general public or just people who visit their websites. But you'd think if it was just Adam and Eve customers, it would be 100%. Look, look, only 57%, that number is way off. It's got to be way more than that. Come on now.
You think so?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe, just, maybe when you get old, you just you don't get interested anymore. You're just like,
I feel like the older you get, the more you watch it. I don't know.
Think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know. I watch a lot of porn, buddy, and I'm older than I was.
You think your dad? You think your dad's over there in Wisconsin?
See,
taking hours off on the farm.
I think it's different though because they didn't have the access to it like we do. You know what I mean? Like it's just he doesn't even have a smartphone, so no, it's not that. But
wouldn't
like
that make
us,
it more exciting though? Wouldn't it be like, oh my god?
Yeah, but then you got to do the whole routine where you got to sit down, you know, at the family computer. You know, you got to clear the browser history once you're done. It's a lot of how do you do? You know what I mean? But for us younger people, you know, most people, that's why they're saying, like, maybe grandparents were included on this poll, but that number's got to be way higher. It's got to be way higher.
57%, huh?
No, I think 43% of people were lying out there.
You just don't want to admit it, right?
No, I never watch it. No. No.
Look at your right arm. It's huge.
It's huge. You got Popeye-itis on your right arm. What are you talking
Good
about?
Lord.
Of course you watch it. You pervert. Anyway, so, all right, we got fireworks and porn. That is your
big arms
dump.
And soft hands.
Big arms. Yeah. Why is your hand so soft? That's weird. We'll be back with more.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.